AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a report of a tornado today in Delmont, South Dakota.
We do know that there is damage, and that damage is now being evaluated.
Tony Mangan is with the South Dakota Department of Public Safety. The tornado was on the east side of the state. On the west side, there is snow on the ground. There's snow in parts of Colorado as well. Getting back to the threat of tornadoes, the possibility remains all the way south into Oklahoma and Texas. Steve Corfitti is with the Storm Prediction Center.
It's a continuation of what we've seen the last several days. It's affected a large part of the central and southern plains. Today's swath of activity will extend all the way from, again, parts of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota all the way down in an arc into and through the Ozarks into east Texas.
Tornadoes in Texas yesterday left one person dead. The mayor of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, says it is not clear yet why two police officers were shot and killed during a traffic stop.
We know that the officer called for backup for a reason. And as they go through that, we don't want to and we will not jeopardize this investigation by guessing.
The initial report is police stopped the vehicle for speeding. Three suspects are in custody in Mississippi. Two are charged with capital murder. A prosecutor in Madison, Wisconsin, says he will announce Tuesday whether to charge a white police officer who fatally shot an unarmed biracial man. Police say Matt Kenny was responding to reports Tony Robinson had assaulted two people and was running in traffic. Rebels in Yemen say they will accept a five-day ceasefire. The AP's John Gambrell explains why.
To allow aid to reach civilians after more than a month of airstrikes in the country led by a Saudi coalition.
Former President Jimmy Carter is said to be not feeling well. The 90-year-old cut short an election observation visit to Guyana. Carter is returning home to Atlanta. This is AP Radio News. Germany's chancellor is calling on Russia to do more about separatists in eastern Ukraine.
Chancellor Angela Merkel stood next to the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, at a Moscow news conference and said his government had to persuade the rebels to abide by a ceasefire that's been close to breaking down in recent weeks. Merkel was the only prominent European leader to visit Russia for commemorations of the 70th anniversary of the surrender of Nazi Germany. She laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier near the Kremlin, then pointedly noted that though recent efforts to negotiate a lasting settlement in Ukraine provide a glimmer of hope, progress is lacking elsewhere. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
It was a rough weekend for Tiger Woods. He had his worst 72-hole performance at the Players' Championship in Florida, 3 over par. Today, for example, on the 7th hole, Woods swung his driver and it went right down the middle. The golf club, not the ball. The ball went very offline. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.